join the army. I left my home.
Good afternoon, morning, evening, or night, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jar Media, episode 349.
Scary number.
I am James, this is Jamie, and that there is Alex. Welcome
Buongiorno.
To The One Show.
The One Show. Hello, I'm on The One Show.
I'm on The DOS Show, baby.
The DOS Show?
Yeah.
The Wonga Show.
We're on 1 minute after The One Show.
The DOS Show.
The
where
DOS
we make
Show.
Wonga.
Wonga? We teach you how to make Wonga. Mad stacks of Wonga.
Imagine... What would be your Wonga advice? What's your tactic to get mad Wonga?
Join
Ethereum.
Hustlers University.
No, I just say to scam people.
Yeah, join Hustlers University.
No, create Hustlers University.
Well, yeah.
NFT University.
Yeah, do this great thing where you make these NFTs where we pay them.
Do you remember Video Game High School?
Yeah, man. Fire. Jack Marston was in that show. Main character.
You're right.
Yep.
You're right.
I should be one of the Trivial Pursuit cones, because I know a fair amount of trivia, I'd say.
Okay, tell me some trivia. I bet I know more trivia than you.
Okay, name one.
Did you know the time between the creation of the pyramids and Cleopatra is longer than us and Cleopatra?
Wow.
Did you know there are 5 beavers now? In the UK?
Yes.
You told us.
James told me because you told James.
Rumours spread like wildfire between us.
Yeah.
Clearly.
There's no secret.
There's Chinese whispers going on.
They're not whispers. They're conversations.
How's it... How? Chinese whispers normally means like...
Because I did it as a test. I was like 40,000 beavers are back in the UK. By the time it gets to you, there are only 5.
What? Why is it? Wait, you're the one who said it there. You Chinese whispered yourself.
Yeah, because I was trying to find the, you know, who was.
Well, leaking information.
The, yeah.
We all leak information.
Yeah, but you only told James that there was 5 beavers.
So it must be James.
Yeah, well, I told Jim there's 5. So what? Who? Where's the Chinese whisper?
Before we get too deep into the show, let me shout out the Jar Media patrons that make the audio versions possible and get their very special / cheeky / hilarious names read out in the first or second week of each month, which is not this month because this is
this week.
The day before, yeah, this week, because it's the day before Halloween.
Weenie.
Wait, what, Halloween's tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I left my home.
I love Halloween, baby.
To go to a Halloween party.
My controversial opinion, rather one of, because all of them are apparently, is that if you live in the country, Halloween doesn't exist.
Which country?
This country.
It's
in the countryside.
Like, it's like a different thing than like...
Well, I guess...
Less frightening or more frightening?
Less frightening.
I'd say more frightening.
Yeah. I think countryside is generally scarier.
No.
Yeah. Because, like, I think about, like, you know, a bustling street in New York. Everyone is, you know, dressed up or whatever. Apartments.
Easy.
Everywhere.
Hide in plain sight. There's more killers there than there is here. Fact.
That's not what we're talking about, though.
No, but that is scarier. It's not what you can't see, it's what you can see that you don't know that hurts you.
Huh?
Hiding in plain sight. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, I feel like you're not engaging with my comparison.
But no, I am. I'm count. This is a counterpoint. You're saying it's not scary because there's loads of people in costume. I'm saying that is scary because that's a way to hide from your yes.
But they do that here as well.
No, but we live in the countryside.
But there are costumes. There are scary costumes around here. And there's always that one. The one
the
take
scariest costume
far.
Is a Tory in a Range Rover.
It's not a costume, man. That's a skin.
No, it's a skin.
Let's do some housekeeping when we round off those conversations from the previous episode that need those sharp edges kind of curved a little bit. You know, take a eraser and just go Like this one from Deconstruction 8163. Loving James's mad genius hair. Please make a skit of him jump starting a car and screaming, "It's alive." Very Halloween themed. And the other one on that theme was from Remy 2114. James out here looking like Beam.
Beam.
Gamoram Beamuro.
Oh.
Gamoram Beamuro. I can see that. James is becoming Beam.
Beam.
Beep Beam.
No, I don't know what. I don't actually. I've got to the point of having hair where I don't know what to do with it anymore.
Like, that's what hairdressers are for.
You either commit to the bit.
No, I've committed.
You get a haircut.
No, I'm committed, but I don't know what next step to take.
You just get some jojoba oil. Some jojoba oil.
I have all the stuff, bro.
Do you have jojoba jojoba?
No, because you didn't tell me you had that stuff.
Yeah.
What, I'm using. I'm following.
What?
I'm following in your footsteps.
What are you confused by?
Jojoja hoboba.
Yeah, jojoba hoboba.
Jesus Christ. What's happened to you guys?
Nothing's happened to me. It's him. It's the worm.
You brought up the worm.
Jojoja jahoboba. Sounds like a Star Wars character.
Yeah, you go to planet Jojoba.
Yeah, to get the Jojo Jahoba.
You set up your outpost, then it farms jojoba oil boils.
Apply that to your worm.
Apply that to your worm.
Stick that in your worm, will you?
Yeah, so I guess just pausing housekeeping, I guess I do need to announce the worm thing.
The fourth.
The fourth wiggler, the fourth funny.
This is just, jar fans,
I have an infection.
Don't engage with it.
Not a fun kind of infection.
A worm type.
A non-bug-like kind of infection.
What do you mean a non-bug-like?
You can't really see it in the camera, but there's a little dot there, and it's not been going away. I've had it since Italy, and that's because there's a worm in there.
How long is the worm? Has it reached your mind?
I think it reached that day one.
It's not quite that long. I think at most it's like 3-4 inches.
3-4 inches.
I feel it wiggling when I have a hot shower. I feel it wiggling under my arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Certain things trigger it. I've tried to kind of pull it out, but...
Have you tried layers of skin off?
Oh, yeah. That's why it's just not healing and it's slowly getting more pussy.
Yeah. More pussy.
Uh-huh. A bit more pussy.
How do you spell pussy?
You know.
It's just the way.
Well, it'll be P-U-S-S-E-Y.
Or is it just P-U-S-Y?
It's like this reminds me...
No, it wouldn't be... No, because puss is two S's.
No, puss is one S. Puss is two S.
Poozy. No, but this reminds me. When I was on the motorway a few weeks ago...
Pussy.
How does this connect to pussy?
Oh, it makes sense.
This is another holiday story.
Oh, come on, man. No, you know that creepy bus company that's got like this large British... He kind of looks like Peter Griffin. He's always on the back of this one bus company. Mm. You would know it, man. You would definitely know it. But one of these buses, they've like changed their branding, and it drove like past. I managed to snag a picture. It says something like "Bussy Galore."
Yeah, that's right.
It said "Bussy Galore" on the side of this bus, B-U-S-S-Y. I guess I'm trying to do like a James Bond gag, and like making it bus themed because it's a bus company. Just completely stumbling across "Bussy." So on the side of a bus, it says "Bussy Galore."
No, I like to believe that whoever came up with it was fully aware of "Bussy."
They must be. Everyone's aware of "Bussy."
Well, everyone's aware of "Bussy," but not everyone is aware of "Bussy."
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone knows "Bussy," but they don't necessarily
that
know
classic.
Bussy.
No, pussy. Everyone must know what "Bussy" is.
Everyone knows what... Well, yeah, but...
Well, surely a pussy's a pus exhaust pipe.
No, but they can, like, skirt round people saying, like, you just used "bussy," and they'll be like, What do you mean? We meant bussy. But what it means is that they're going to make way more money.
People no, like, but what's...
Bussy galore. Bussy. Get me on that bus. You know?
Yeah.
Was it just a normal bus?
Just nothing out of the ordinary.
Are we talking a bus or a coach?
It must be a coach. That's not a bus. It
changes things.
Yeah. That
makes it more conniving. It makes you wonder what's happening inside the coach.
This coach Hussy is just going crazy.
Yeah. Coach Hussy galore. Like, it doesn't hit the same.
Bussy.
Bussy on the coach Hussy.
George Earnhardt 3027 said, completely understand what Alex said about playing Destiny and watching something. For years, I used to play Destiny 1, Fallout 4, Minecraft, Breath of the Wild, while watching this very cast. I'm a senior at uni in the US, and today I struggle a lot with the Doom Scroll. And it's not rare for me to skip all my classes and spend an entire day on Instagram or YouTube on my phone. It is a real issue.
Go outside.
Touch grass.
Fresh Prince 4933 had another thing on this same note. As a Gen Zer, I definitely feel the effects of overstimulation in myself. When Alex mentioned he'll play Destiny while watching something else, I was surprised to hear he thought that went too far, because I've been doing that for many years on basically any game. That's not something like a Telltale game. In fact, I was playing Cyberpunk while watching this video on a second monitor when he said it. I hadn't really thought about it until now, but I usually have a YouTube video or music playing in the background basically the entire time I'm awake. Guess I'm gooned.
You are gooned.
No, I think this all starts because Destiny is such a fucking boring game, you needed something else to talk about.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the core thing here, is it all starts with Destiny. Just maybe if you go back in time and never played Destiny, you wouldn't have this problem.
I feel like someone else would have snatched it that time.
I do want to say, though, this guy that's skipping classes... Stop.
Drag yourself out of bed and go into class.
Life isn't about doing what you want. It's about doing what you need to do.
Yeah, go to work and do a 9-to-5.
You want to end up working in... What's a bad place to work?
McDonald's.
Nah, that's
all right. No, not McDonald's.
They got good pensions.
Taco
Bell. Yeah, if you get provided lunch at Taco Bell, you're going to have diarrhea every day, 5 days a week.
Yeah, but you become immune to it after a while, surely.
No, you don't become immune to it.
You're just stacking debuffs.
You just get used to it. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's blight taxes, you're going in and out of blight time.
No, because something I notice, like, if I spend... And I'm sure there have been days where I've spent the equivalent amount of time, like, doom scrolling,
yeah,
as watching a movie or having a good session on like a single player game I want to play.
Yeah.
Or doing something productive like going to the gym. Which thing are you going to remember? Are you going to remember a single one of those shorts?
Yeah, sometimes.
Maybe one.
One extremely
maybe
funny
two.
One.
That's often the thought process.
The one about LeBron James crying. Funny fucking meme.
That's the thought process I go to that normally convinces me out of doing it.
Yes,
like the few times I have scrolled on YouTube Shorts for like enough time to have filled the runtime of an entire movie or something.
But isn't
I could have cleaned like the entire fucking house in the time I've been sat here. Like
you could have done so, or like even watching a movie is better. That's not like a productive thing, but you might learn something or have a time
it's an artistic
that you value.
Project that you're engaging with, you got a story in there. There's lots to engage with.
I mean, unless it's like that
Stuber.
That's a good example. Yeah,
that's
like
a really
anti
good
movie.
Example. Yeah,
you're the only person who has that in their memory.
I totally forgot that
Stuber. I'm never gonna get with this.
You've never even seen it, have you?
No, I just know it's the last film Jamie reviewed. That's just in my mind.
Yeah, it must be the most forgettable.
That movie broke me.
Yeah. Oh, was that the last movie you reviewed on Letterboxd?
I guess.
Yeah.
It's not the last movie I rated, I don't think.
It was. Every time you go on your count, it's on the first one.
It just ends at Stuber.
Yeah.
A lot of things end at Stuber.
Yeah.
No, but isn't doom scrolling different? To me, doom scrolling is like... you're consuming media that is extremely depressing shit about climate change, wars.
No, I think it's just committing too much time to it.
Yeah, and I never saw it like that. I just saw it as like actually.
I think they're both types of doom scrolling.
Yeah, but I think doom scrolling is like actual like existential doom. Climate change.
It makes you existential though. If you spend that much time doing it, your brain is like
gooned.
Well, yeah, it's gooned. It's like, what? Why move ever?
Yeah, and I found out. Thumbs. It's like, I think it's 21 days it takes for something to cement itself as a pattern. So all it takes is you to doom scroll for less than a month, and then it will be just something. Mm. Your brain expects and it wants.
It's like Sunday mornings, especially when it's like get up at 9 o'clock and it's like I don't want to get out of bed because it's a laying day, and then it's just like, and then it's like that for an hour and a half, and I'm getting like a bit uncomfortable in bed, and it's just like, why am I doing this?
Yeah,
that's when I'm trying to get nothing. Out. Of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been having like an awful trend of my sleep's just been all over the place since getting back from Canada, but sometimes like. I'll fall asleep at like 9 or something, then wake up at like 4 in the morning, and then like go on my phone for like a bit. Mm. I go back to sleep. Terrible.
That's
terrible sleep. You're just going to be tired all the time.
Yeah, not good. That's a first for me. I've never really done that, but it's my new experience right now. If that's a downer, guys, I got some news that is cheered me up like nothing else. But I suppose first I gotta. It does all link, so please bear with me. The FNAF movie is out today. Thank God. As of us recording this. I don't know, you guys. You're not keen, man.
I'm keen. But I want to watch it, but we can't do it tonight.
But why this is relevant is because out of the blue, almost with this serendipitous timing, I would say, r/FNAF is back.
Bro, it's back.
Whoever is in charge of this, they've managed to bring back r/FNAF, the infamous subreddit.
FNAF.
And they've even changed the description now to, we always come back.
Let's go.
Banner, banner's still the same.
I love how munted it looks on that on that quad.
It's got 30,500 members.
Yeah,
it's just growing like right. It won't stop. So tendrils, they're still in there.
Somehow gets like more followers than our channel has subscribers. Give up.
Yeah.
Just give up.
There's one pinned post on it, which is just from 9 months ago. A leaked documentary about the ongoing James lawsuit has surfaced online. At the moment, it's just constant streams of like, why are so many people hating on the movie?
I'm sure, surely some people...
Was anyone else sort of disappointed by the FNAF movie not being
I know why
FNAF?
It's bad. I didn't have directual contributions to it, so I couldn't actually forge it into what I wanted.
Yeah.
You would have done it much differenter.
Yeah, I'd have had Liam Neeson in there at some point.
Purple guy. Liam Neeson is.
So I'm very happy about that, and I'm glad I could bring that up. Nothing really more to say, just that I'm happy about that.
Yeah. That's a Halloween treat.
Mm-hmm. That is a Halloween scare. What a Halloween treat. Halloween fright.
Yeah, spooky Halloween scare.
But obviously you guys know I'm, with the help of AI, I'm like a rapper now.
Huh?
Oh my God.
r/JarMedia can get us going on this.
r/JarMedia?
That's their Reddit account.
Is that you?
It's not.
That is you.
Howdy, lads. On episode 325, titled Donna Damage, Alex was experimenting with ChatGPT's ability to write raps with mixed results. There was a prompt tested involving Billy the Black Cat living in a frat house with Argy and Paisley in the world of Elden Ring. I'm happy to report that it seems the machine learning capabilities of ChatGPT have caught up to the deconstruction of Elden Ring lore, As I've tested this prompt and every prompt you guys tried on that episode and gotten much more detailed results when it comes to Elden Ring lore, lol. Just thought I'd give it a shout because some of the results were pretty funny, IMO. So I got 3 raps to share with you guys. Okay, I got 3. The first one was, I actually had to try that Elden Ring one. I had to generate that one twice because I originally prompted, write me a humorous rap about a black cat called Billy living in a frat house with Argie the Corgi and Paisley the Golden Retriever. The setting is the world of Elden Ring, so be sure to sprinkle in some highly specific Elden Ring lore. What it generated did not have very good lore stuff, so I made it generate it again in saying, good effort, but please put in more Elden Ring facts and lore. So this is what we got. Yo, let me tell you about a cat named Billy. Elden Ring's world. It's wild and willy-nilly. Living in a frat house with Argie, the shield-bearing corgi, and Paisley, the golden retriever, also sporty. In the lands between where the Elden Ring's shattered, Billy's fur is dark as the void. It really doesn't matter. They're throwing parties in Limgrave. They reside with eldritch horrors lurking. They won't run and hide. It's a wild world in the realm of Elden Ring. With Black Cat Billy, Argie, and Paisley, they swing. In the tarnished quests for grace and power's might. They're the life of the party every day and night.
Oh.
Argie's got a great shield. He's the tank, you see. Involuntary night shifts in the dungeon. That's his decree. Paisley, the golden retriever with arrows. She's swift. Okay. Drawing her great bow, making sure their foes won't drift. Now, in the Weeping Peninsula, the skies are red. The cat, the corgi, the retriever, they're full of dread. But Billy's a master of stealth, sly and sleek. She pounces on foes, making them all shriek. I'm going to skip the chorus again.
Yeah.
They venture into Limgrave, Stormvale Castle, and beyond. Encountering demigods and creatures strange and fond. With Elden Ring shards, they brave the cursed lands. In the Valley of Blades, they make their stands. Billy the cat with amber eyes aglow, she walks on froggy paths where tainted spirits flow. She's more than just a feline, she's a legend in her own right. In Elden Ring's world, they party till morning light. And the outro, in the realm of Elden Ring, where darkness and light collide, in a frat house filled with laughter, they bask in their stride. With lore and legend, their spirits take flight. Billy, Argie, and Paisley, the heroes of the night.
I'm just looking at Billy the whole time and she's a little cutie.
Now, you have to admit.
It's better.
Much better.
Well, yeah.
Than the last time we did this.
Yeah, taking steps to improve.
Still got some notes you could probably give it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just not... I feel like it could have name-dropped a few more places, you know?
A bit more.
I heard Limgrave like 9 times.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like nowhere else.
Yeah. So after that, I was curious what other things I could kind of get in there. This one was, write me a rap about Sonic the Hedgehog teaming up with Danny Phantom to take down the Five Nights at Freddy's characters. The setting is the Mushroom Kingdom from Mario.
Jesus.
Right, ready? Yo, it's Sonic the Hedgehog and I'm back in the game. Teaming up with Danny Phantom, ain't that insane? We're in the Mushroom Kingdom on a mission to reclaim. Gonna take down Five Nights at Freddy's, and they'll know our name. Verse 2, Danny Phantom. It's like handing it off. I'm Danny Phantom, half ghost, ready to fight. With Sonic by my side, we'll bring the fright. In the Mushroom Kingdom, under the moonlight, we're gonna show those animatronics they're in for a night.
Oh.
This is the chorus. Sonic and Danny, the dream team supreme. In the Mushroom Kingdom, it's a wild scene. Five Nights at Freddy's, they think they're mean, but they'd never met a duo quite as lean.
Damn. Okay.
Freddy Fazbear, Bonnie and Chica, beware. We'll spin dash through the night, no time to spare. Tails and Knuckles, yeah, they're also here. With the power of friendship, we'll conquer that fear. Back to Danny. And Foxy the Pirate ain't got no chance. When I'm in a ghost mode, I'll make him dance. With our powers combined, we'll advance. In this kingdom, we're gonna take our stance. It kind of keeps going on like that. Do you want more?
No.
Do you want the final one?
Yeah, the final.
No, I don't even want that one.
No, this one I specifically made for James. I'm not going to tell you the prompt, though. We can end with what the prompt is. So this is James's special rap. In the neon-lit realm of Neon Genesis, where angels and mechs collide, creating a mess, the characters of the show gathered to discuss a topic of great importance, causing a fuss. On a racetrack they stood, faces all aglow, arguing passionately as emotions did flow. Shinji, the pilot, with doubt in his eyes, said, "Fallout New Vegas is a highly underrated, no lies." Misato chimed in, a beer in her hand. "Shinji, you're right. It's a vast open land with a rich story and choices galore. It deserves recognition, I'm sure of that, for sure." Asuka, fierce and determined as always, countered with fervor, her fiery gaze ablaze. "Underrated, you say? I don't think it's great. The graphics are outdated, and that's up for debate." Rei, the enigmatic soul, spoke softly and calm. "Fallout New Vegas has its own unique charm. Its world-building and quests are quite profound. But calling it underrated, well, that's a grey ground." Amidst the argument on this racetrack domain, Unit 01 rumbled by, shaking the terrain. The characters continued to bicker and brawl as the race of opinions continued to enthrall. In the world of NGE, amidst the chaos and strife, the debate raged on about New Vegas's life. Is it overrated or underrated, a gem? As the characters raced, they'd remember it then.
What was the stuff about the racetrack?
Shinji would definitely be a New Vegas lover. Guaranteed.
So the prompt was, "Write me a rap about the characters from Neon Genesis Evangelion arguing if Fallout New Vegas is underrated, set on a racetrack."
Nice.
What do you think? I feel like that kind of won you back round.
You know, it did. I just think it's accurate of who it picked for what opinion of Neon Genesis Evangelion.
They added in the movie character, though, right?
Mary, no.
Oh, they didn't. I don't know the characters that well. So.
Where you got Rei.
Yeah.
You got Asuka.
Who's the one with the beer?
Misato. The one Shinji lives with.
Oh, with the purple hair?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Misato.
My bad.
I'm an Evangelion fan.
I'm the only one who's seen it.
No, I've seen it. Just not the last 10 minutes of the last episode.
Well, we'll see you after these 10 minutes of...
the last episode.
This is the last episode.
No? Yeah. Hey, it's me, Zeus, the god. My fully endorsed the Jar Media merchandise available in the description below.
They literally made Initial D as lame as possible.
What the? No. No.
What's your fucking problem, no, man?
I'm still standing.
James just watched Treasure Planet, so he's feeling emotional.
Yeah.
It's not in Treasure
not
Planet.
Not very good film.
Which one's Treasure Planet?
The one with the Treasure Planet.
Is that one with Morphe. The
boat? No, that's Atlantis.
No, there is one with a boat.
No, that's Atlantis.
No, that's a submarine.
Yeah.
Mm.
A boat is an underwater submarine.
Mm.
A boat is an underwater submarine.
Chat. Excuse me.
Clip that. Did you guys hear that? Clip that.
Wow.
I've noticed the way I say seas is very irritating.
Say it.
I often place it like.
Say you're going to seize a castle.
Say she's a.
Kaiser.
Wait, which word are you saying?
No, but it's Kaiser. You're saying
Caesar sees, or...
No, see is in, like, clip.
Clip.
I'll, like, go clip.
Clip.
I place it sort of...
the letter. All right, I see. I thought you were saying the word, like, seize. Seize a castle. I seized like, that land.
Oh. See, I thought you meant, like, seas. Oceans. Like, the
yeah,
sea.
Yeah, that's why I was starting to get... I was starting
no,
to get
the letter C.
Scared. Ah.
C.
Say clip that.
Clip that.
Hey, chat, clip that.
Clip that.
Hey, chat, clip that, will you?
Why don't we just become streamers?
I already am.
You literally get paid to read out messages.
My name is
C-Nanners. He doesn't stream anymore, idiot.
Maybe if Adderall was legal in this country.
Yeah.
Oh my god, guys! Craziness inbound! Ooh, ice cream,
Speaking
yes, yes.
Speaking of streamers, though, we've got a big guest coming up on the next episode.
Yep. On the subject of this, if you were a streamer, what game would you play? What would be the game you commit to get money? No, you wouldn't be a league player. Alex is the most likely to be a league player.
Yeah. Why? I never played one of them three-lane games.
You have. Every first-person shooter is a three-lane game.
Yeah, every Halo game.
Is a three-lane game.
No, man.
Okay. Name one Halo map.
Ice rink. What do they call it? What do they call it? Like, what is League of Legends? Like, what is the game?
Well, it's a three-lane game.
No, but like, what do they call it? They have a name.
MMORPG.
That's no.
Call of Duty.
No.
It's an arena.
Call of Duty Black Ops.
Is it BA?
Call of Duty Black Ops. Call of Duty Black
Ops. MMORPG.
Let me go clip that for
it's
you.
It's LGBT, isn't it?
A brand new LGBT.
Call of Duty Black Ops.
What do they call them? An M.
It's an online battle arena.
Yeah.
Call of Duty
OBR.
No one calls them OBR. What do they? What do people actually?
Does arena start with R, Alex?
Online battle arena OBR.
No one calls them. No one calls them that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, no, people just
do. Do you want to hop on League? A bit of OBA.
No, it's called LOL.
Call of Duty Black Ops.
League of Legends.
Nah, people, what is the catch-all term for those fucking stupid games?
What do you mean? I literally just said it. Online battle arena.
No one calls them that.
What then?
Online battle arena.
Call of Duty Black Ops.
Feel out of song. I wanna play League of Legends. It is sick with the characters and the three lanes. To be strategic.
Yeah, because Dota is one as well.
MOBA.
MOBA, that is it.
Yeah, guess what that means? Multiplayer online battle arena.
Yeah, but that's what people call them.
MOBA, yeah, multiplayer. No, but come on, online battle arena and multiplayer online battle arena.
But
the
no
same
one calls
fucking
them MOBAs.
Thing.
I do.
They're MOBA.
I call them OBAs.
I call
Get
them.
On your OBA.
I call them Gappuccino.
Get on the OBA.
You would be a league player.
Have you heard the new
you
DJ
would be,
Khaled song?
Get on the OBA.
Guess what DJ Khaled said in the latest.
Oh,
DJ
something
Khaled
about cappuccinos.
No. You know his classic quote and like the name of his song? Or album.
God
or
did.
Yeah, God did. They didn't believe in us. God did.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
his latest song, he goes, they didn't believe in us. Juice World did.
Oh, he's a master.
Yeah.
I reckon James would be a Counter-Strike.
No, I'd be a COD player.
Streamer.
You would be a COD player.
I would just be a COD player.
He'd be Warzone.
Yeah.
You would be a Destiny lore streamer. Sorry, but...
No, he'd be a Halo streamer.
I'd do Minecraft or Roblox, probably.
Roblox? Life is Roblox?
Yeah.
Jamie,
what
would
I be then?
You'd be really
Valorant.
Yeah.
No.
How? You have the most Valorant vibes.
How?
Biggest tits.
Yeah.
You were just complaining about the size of your titties.
Yeah. I've complained to everyone about the size of my tits now. My titties are too big, and my ass is not fat enough.
Hmm.
I would be a New Vegas streamer, though. I would absolutely stream New Vegas. Yeah. I haven't done a New Vegas playthrough in actual years. I'm so excited.
I'll tell you what we haven't done in years. The Reddit questions segment.
Head over to r/FNAF to ask your questions now.
Yeah, finally it works. Yes, I love when a hyperlink comes round.
I love it when a plan comes together. You know, together.
Also, I love that after the last episode, people did send in a few pictures of the jar on various items, like the CRT TV and the like the old school mobile phone. Yeah. That was a bit. I love that.
There was someone sent a picture of them watching Jar on a Nintendo DS.
Really?
That was a good one. Yeah.
Let's go.
We need more. We need a compilation of every technological device playing watching Jar Media.
Yeah.
What's all left? The normal episode.
Yeah.
Well, obvious humor. Actually, no, we're not going to do that one. We're going to do this one from Sir Quintus.
Sir Quintus.
Not sure how up to date you boys are with Minecraft these days, but the recent mob vote from a couple weeks ago received a lot of negative feedback. This made me think, how many squares of cheese till you get to your tummy to fill, baby?
Have you not seen all the pictures? Have you not seen? Huh? Have you not seen all the propaganda?
What?
What? Have you heard about this, Jim?
Yeah, I have.
James made that.
Squares of cheese?
No, about the Minecraft mob vote.
Forget about that bit.
The Minecraft mob vote?
No, I can't get past the cheese.
I want to talk about the Minecraft mob vote.
Why did you just, like, fucking gear shift into that?
No, come now, let's talk about the cheese.
Ask away. It was this person.
They didn't say that.
Yeah, it was Sir Quintus.
No, it wasn't. Still trying to blame on him.
And if you can't... A square of cheese. Do you mean a cube?
Well, if you looked at it perfectly from the front, the back, or the side, or the top, then it would look like a square.
What about the bottom?
You couldn't see the bottom. Unless it was, like, see-through, like those annoying videos where they feed Wagyu beef to cats, you know?
What the Dude,
what?
Alex is going off on one.
Yeah,
the man who's
you've got doom scrolling issues, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I don't pay attention to Minecraft because I'm a 26-year-old man with multiple grinds.
Yeah, what grinds are they?
One of them is mining in Minecraft.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the world record for the most cobblestone mined.
So what is going on, right? Like,
I don't know. Who cares?
There was a vote. This one is Mojang. This one is awesome. Okay, so Mojang do fucking nothing. They're a developer who do nothing.
Yeah.
So they were like, we can only add one mob. And then the fans were like, no, add fucking all of them. And then they started making communist propaganda.
Yeah, that's the funny part, right? Yeah, Minecraft players go full propaganda mode as petition demanding the end of the mob vote draws 300,000 signatures in just a few days. Nice. So I was enjoying this, like, propaganda they've put together. United we bargain, divided we beg. And those are the three new mobs they've got to vote for.
Yep, very cool, very nice.
You got an armadillo, you got a crab, and you got a penguin. Personally, I'm torn between the penguin and the crab.
No, I want all of them. Huh? But like, all of them, that's the point, but, Alex, all of them.
How does them adding any of those three, or none of them, change anything?
Well, it's content, bro.
It's not content. They're being a penguin that does nothing.
No.
They do things, though.
Like what?
For example, the crab makes it so your range is elongated.
No, they're mobs.
That's not changing the game. That's like adding a new gun in COD.
I'd say that's changing the game.
It's not changing the game.
No, then they're mobs. They're little creatures that occupy the world.
Yeah, but like when they added bees, it wasn't like, oh shit, they've added bees. I'm going to hop on now and like play for 300 hours. It's like, I don't think bees being present really like adds or takes away anything.
Well, I like the penguin.
It's fundamentally the same experience.
Yeah. What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say add like
hundreds of
content.
Bees.
No.
Add like a leveling system. Add like
it does have a leveling system.
It does.
No, it's not.
XP and stuff. Look, leave all that alone. Like
no, what they need to do.
Add
blocks.
Add another dimension.
They've already done that.
No, another dimension.
They've already done that.
No, another dimension.
They can't just keep adding dimensions.
No, but that is content. Like. Fuck you.
Add the Ice King.
No. Nah, I'm not being taken seriously, so I'm just going to stop.
We must not fight
one
another.
No, like, you're saying silly things.
Yeah.
How?
All I'm trying to talk about is fun penguins.
Because, like, the last time I remember playing, it was after this, like, underwater update, where they added all this underwater stuff.
Mm.
And doing it was fucking miserable.
Ooh.
It sucked. It was terrible. I hated it. But it was like, this is kind of like a mission. You know, I found this thing and it's a challenge. And even though it feels poorly, it's a poorly designed challenge, at least they've added this, like, mission, you know? I want stuff like that. I want to be able to, like, go on a
They need
quest.
To add a hitman system, where you take jobs to kill one villagers in the world.
It should be more like...
You got to whack them.
It should be more like...
Be sick.
And you plant bombs in their villages and
Yeah,
burn
like
up.
Terrorist acts across the Minecraft villages.
Yeah.
Yeah, you become a bomber.
Yeah, Unabomber in Minecraft. Like, it's all set up for it. Like, you've got a house out in the woods. You fend for yourself. Unabomb.
I think what they need to add is, like...
Corporations.
They need to add dialogue trees, like...
Skyscrapers.
Like, you know, Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
You have, like, the villagers with, like... You can see every pore on their face and, like, just ridiculous detail. But they move like
uncanny
monsters.
Yeah. Freaky, like...
All or none. Not just one. Boycott the mob vote.
I agree.
Or just vote for the penguin. What are you, dumbass?
I mean, I would vote for the penguin.
Yes, thank you.
Crab.
No.
Crabs are tastier than penguins.
How would you know?
I've eaten both.
Do you get what I'm saying, though?
No.
It would get me hyped if they were like, all right, new endgame level type shit.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You know? I'd get hyped if they were like, here's three new animals. One is a penguin, one's an armadillo, one's a crab.
Oh my god.
You wouldn't play it anyway if they added a new endgame boss.
That's what I'm saying.
You're just trying to... you're being the...
being pedantic over
here.
I'd hop on Minecraft right away. If they were sort of like Thanos Minecraft back.
Yeah, if they had like a sort of Avengers level threat. You know,
Minecraft season one.
Yeah, that's what I want. Then I'll be playing every day. I gotta fill that battle pass.
Fortnite battle pass. What we need a return of Unreal Tournament.
I think we should invest in making an engine. Yeah. Try and sell it.
What would we call it?
Simp.
The cream engine. It's just like really good at rendering cream shit.
Yeah, cream physics.
So just be,
and can't do any liquids other than cream.
So what it would be, it'd basically be a censored porn game engine.
Yeah, it'd be huge in Japan.
You'd be huge in China as well.
Yeah. And yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I'd sell it instantly. Have your cream engine. I don't care, you know. Even if you make, you know, you flip it for 500 million. You know,
10k. Come on,
we sold it for 10 million.
Why don't we make a joint venture that makes us money? We have the capital to invest in doing that. So why don't we? Why
doing
we
like what?
In what?
We make something.
What?
Look at the market. See what's not there.
We just start like a factory.
That's a smart idea. We make a factory, and the moment there's another, like, you know, global pandemic, we just make face masks and we make loads of money.
I like James's idea of just like, you have your HQ, your building, your office, and you just start invoicing companies for like random shit.
Security services.
Yeah, like, yeah. Remember? Yeah, I cleaned the whole office building. Like, where's my pay? You know?
That's basically what these companies like BlackRock or whatever.
Yeah. And
they just like own everything now.
Mm-hmm. You do the Wagner tactic and you have so many fake companies everywhere doing it for every single industry.
Yeah.
You're just funneling money up to the top.
Booted on my PC.
Oh, we just start buying land. We buy all the land in our town. So when they become mega cities, we can sell it all for millions.
Yeah. Or we find a strip in the UK that's...
There's no strip left, bro.
Yeah, there isn't.
We'll find it. Coast to coast.
That's
we build our own city. Our own line city.
Why can't we be more obsessed with mega cities? Where are the tiny cities?
Yeah, they're called towns. We live in one.
I'm talking tiny. Tiny.
What, like one skyscraper?
Well, no, because that's becoming a thing, isn't it? Like vertical cities or vertical towns.
Mm. Yeah, they're just laid out on the side.
You can only see them from one dimension.
Surely it'd be two dimensions.
We literally live in three dimensions.
Nah, you're not seeing the vision I'm seeing.
Well, it doesn't make sense. You said a 2D city that you can only see from one dimension.
Yeah, exactly. You stood there and you're like, wow, this city's crazy. And then you take one step to the side.
Oh, it's that means if it was one dimension, that means if you crouched as well, you'd stop seeing it.
It's on one level. But how could you exist there? How can anything be there?
How could you exist? You'd have to be 2D yourself. Some procedure you could sell. I don't know.
Brain chip.
2D chip. Make
see
me
the
2D.
2D for real this time.
I think you're thinking too far out of the box.
No, I'm thinking in the box. Governments have figured out worldwide they can make all cities 2D and save heaps of space.
Alex, what's your opinion on the line?
Yeah, let's build our own line.
I think we're too obsessed with lines. Unless we go really crazy, put like big balloons under the UK and just lift the island up. Start flying
Columbia.
Around. Yeah, Columbia.
See,
UK.
I think we need
what
to have triangle cities.
Pyramids.
Yeah, pyramid cities. Imagine that how good the transport would be when the city is a pyramid. It can literally be a pyramid, but also a pyramid.
Bit too sharp, though.
Here's an idea. Instead of trains being on the ground, have them elevated way up, battle bus style.
So really precarious, like as they're moving, like all the wires, like
and you gotta launch
it's
out.
Like really scary shit.
You gotta launch out and like choose your destination. Oh, I think I'm going.
Yeah, just for like basic necessities, you have to do this like crazy trip. Yeah. With like all this excitement.
Risk your life.
The ladder, the slide dentist. City, everywhere's a slide.
Yeah, but the economy will be funded by videos of like live streams of people wearing GoPros being paid for their crazy airdrops.
Like trick shots.
Yeah.
Like through the Tesco windows into Lidl.
Yeah. What a light! It's just a live leak society. Then
we're already in one.
Yeah.
DH Does Stuff has a one I just know that's going to make me angry. But Dear Jar, what happened to the food rotor? Last time it was heard of was episode 251, Second Wind, in which it had been abolished. Has it come back? Though? Will it come back? How are the members coping with James's anarchist approach?
That's almost 100 episodes ago.
Wow, it's like, man,
that's
it
2 years
like
ago.
Just yesterday the rotor was here with us.
So we need to talk about this, okay?
Yeah.
We need to
Alex
talk about this.
Alex has ruined it now.
Alex has ruined it because Alex has gone from being anti-fucking food rotor to having complete apathy where he doesn't have any opinion about it and ever. If you're like, Alex, what would you like to... What would you fancy? What do you have a craving for? Alex is like...
I'm just going
to
eat three bags of gummy worms.
We went to a lovely Italian today. We went to Divine, yeah? We had, like, pizzas. We had some sort of cheese. Mm. Alex was just like... No, he had nothing because he ate two entire bags of...
I didn't think it was the whole dinner situation we were going into right now.
No, why are you so...
Because it was like, let's go at 6 o'clock and have a couple drinks.
Yeah, that was the original plan. Yeah. And then I was walking up there and you called me and it was like, everybody's getting pizza.
Not me.
And I was like,
oh?
But no.
Well, then I'm getting pizza.
But also, no, but Alex is extremely apathetic with choosing food. Alex doesn't ever have an opinion.
Yeah, why would I?
Yeah, but that causes issues.
When?
It's worse than me at my worst.
No, not true.
No.
That's
it is.
Rich. That is rich.
It's not rich.
How much?
Couple milli. That's how fucking rich we're talking.
No, Jim, you agree with me that Alex's apathy doesn't help.
Couple milli. In their belly. I don't know. It depends. It helps if I know what I want.
I will always never choose what I want because I put other people above me.
No, that's no. a fucking farce. That you're lying to yourself.
No, no.
Yes, you are.
Okay, well, no, because fucking eggy bread is not a fucking meal. It's not a meal.
First off, it is a meal. Secondly, we haven't suggested eggy bread in years.
Yeah, next week, eggy bread locked in.
No, fuck off. Go suck.
Suck that egg from between the bread.
Yeah, suck the egg out of the bread. You should like it.
Yeah, you love egg. You love bread.
It's French.
You love French.
Yeah, you love the French.
You come around on them for some reason.
How?
You're the one who was like, I love French stuff because I have a French car.
I don't anymore.
So you're allowed to hate them again?
Well, yeah, they've been infesting our beds.
Can you agree now?
What?
That Renaults are shit and you should have never bought.
Renaults are fucking dog shit.
Wow, that's all it takes.
No, listen, you got such buyer's remorse. No, no, not at all. That car was perfect. It for the amount I abused that car, perfect. Never went wrong. And I got it cheap and I made a £40 loss over the year of owning it, which is amazing. Here's the thing. Renaults are either dog shit or they are some of the best driving cars that you can buy. There's a reason every single racetrack is always attended by Renault Clios. They are amazing. Just don't buy the shit one. That has a slow engine. No, I haven't got beef with Renaults. I'll always have a soft spot for them.
I do.
Yeah, I do. Because you just fucking switched on a dime.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, Renault. Oh, look at that. Renault.
And then you're like, guys, buying a Renault. They're actually pretty fucking decent, really.
No, they are. They are pretty decent.
What I'm saying is that was never the narrative before you bought one.
No, I
don't
always...
like all those narratives changing.
No, yeah. The narrative doesn't change. I always have
the
a
narrative
soft spot.
Did change.
No, not at all.
It's not like it won you over. It's not like you were like...
It won me over. And
this
then it was
is
just
a
like,
reboot
this car's
of the
too
narrative.
Slow.
Like, the narrative's so convoluted they've had to reboot that shit, you know?
Yeah. This is like the Witcher Netflix show.
Season 4.
No.
Yeah, with Larry Herb from Xbox Live playing.
Fucking Geralt of Rivia. I would take that over whoever it is.
Yes, right. Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. he
Major Nelson is Geralt.
That would be kind of fire.
Yeah.
At least get him in there as Vesemir, you know what I'm saying?
Let me read this from Clara Bellum.
Okay.
Rabe, lads.
What?
I've recently found out that a bit of a current discourse topic in the car dealership circles is that of AI imagery. Besides using the Photoshop background filler mentioned in one of the casts, some dealers are looking into using AI-generated images as placeholders for used car listings on their websites, at least until they can take actual physical photos and upload them. Being a doomer and an artist, I have my own mixed feelings about AI, but I can see the seller's perspective. Customers are more likely to click on a product with images attached rather than one without, which means the car could sell faster, insert banned words starting with M and finishing with marketing. As far as we know, as long as they're labeled it as AI imagery, there probably wouldn't be any legal repercussions. On the other hand, if this becomes widespread and deemed legal, it obviously opens up a whole slippery slope about scams in the online shopping space. I mean, Amazon has become a staple of a lot of people's lives since lockdown, and it has piss-poor consumer protection. Soon, it could just evolve into a nightmare of AI-generated non-existent products whose sellers disappear into the night after cashing out. Not much of a question, I guess, just a weird topic and a reminder that we live in a society.
Well,
so please triple check everything before you click on complete purchase.
Yes.
Yeah, you've got, at the end of the day, you've got to protect yourself. And it's a common thing in any car circle on Facebook. It's just like, scams are rampant.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to take some, they will literally just take a picture of your car on the side of the road and try to scam someone with it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to protect yourself. But with like marketing and AI generated, no car advert is real. All of them are in Unreal Engine.
Yeah.
So they're selling you the concept of a car when it's not even anything real. It's all from Unreal Engine. Like, the whole reality of cars is just completely gone now. It's all fake because it's significantly cheaper.
They're only starting to charge like Disney and whatnot for using Unreal Engine for big movie and TV productions.
Mando.
Yeah. Because it's just so much cheaper to just put like environments together in Unreal and just project it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. But, yeah, with cars, I don't think I would ever buy a car that I've not seen.
Yeah. Yeah,
in front of my human eyes.
They'd be like deposit scams, though, and stuff like that, though, wouldn't they? Because people are like, you know, they see a car they really want, it's the right price. People are willing to, like, put a bit down to try and reserve it.
I mean, I wouldn't. You know?
No. Yeah, I only ever do deposits. Like, you don't. If someone is that hungry for your deposit when you're trying to view it, you know that's a con. Because if people are trying to sell something. Sus. Yeah.
It's like, I'll put a deposit down after I've seen it.
Yeah,
like if I'm not buying it that day.
Yeah. Just and in that case, normally, most of the time, you've gone to their house.
Mm-hmm.
And then even if they give you these weird details, you can instantly look at it and be like, yeah, that's a con.
Yeah, you're being sussy backer.
Yeah, just look at, like, be really kind of analytical with what the information they're giving you, because most of the time it's just
a con. Because cars, for what they are...
really expensive.
Overpriced.
Extremely overpriced.
Way overpriced.
Extremely mega. Overpriced. It's like mega. When I sold the Renault. The person was haggling with me before they've even seen it. And it's just like, well, you haven't looked at it. Why are you telling me you'll buy it for this? It's like, I agreed to sell of it and they didn't even see it. It's like, who does this? So weird. People are so weird with it.
Yeah, is there something... like, I feel like every marketplace is full of scammers and AI is just like another tool for them to implement.
Yeah.
You know?
It just further cements, like... When online, you're never going to know what you're looking at is real.
It's like, yeah, could you just generate, like, perfect condition shiny Charizard card?
Yeah. I don't see why not.
And then, yeah, like, just have multiple angles of it and put it on an eBay listing.
Whoever comes up with, like, AI that detects AI.
It's already a thing, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they're like, already working on it, but it's kind of a step behind.
Yeah.
So, if that can catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it, like, I guess, plateaus at a certain point.
I will just say it's the thing, if it looks like it's too good to be true...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a good rule in general.
I see it on the car goose, people are like, I just put a deposit down on this car that was 10k under price.
There will be a reason.
You've been scammed?
Yeah.
Fucking wonder why. Well,
yeah, what's
it's like the reason our dad doesn't use, like, eBay or PayPal anymore.
Yeah.
He was like... he thought he bought, like a really good PC for, like, 99p off eBay. He was like, yeah, I got a steal. And then what arrives in the post is just like the manual for like a PC. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, been scammed. I'm never going to use PayPal ever again.
That just looks like a fuck up on his phone. Just be careful.
It can definitely be too good to be true, you know? Like that Sandy cell.
But don't ask me about that same logic for auctions in Japan. The logic is out the window in that way. I'm like even more of like a vulnerable person.
Well, you got to translate it as well.
And there's loads of scams for that. Well, no, especially for Americans who want to get Japanese cars. The scamming in there is insane. The scammers will literally buy like a rusty car in Japan for like 30k, cover it with black paint, sell it in Japan, sell it in America for 150k. They're making 100k plus profit by scamming fucking idiot Americans. So, stop trying to buy rusty Japanese crap.
They got some crazy businesses over there, man.
I swear most of the cons come from America.
Like Shane Dawson teaching us about the fast food.
It's built in their normal society, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Every aspect of it, I guess. It's monetized so heavily. Let's end on this one from GG Noodles 1. Hello, Joe. Writing from somewhere that isn't the UK or the USA, for the sake of anonymity.
Why tell us that you're not from these countries?
Yeah,
if you're
and what they've done by doing that. Thinking they're so smart, they've made this question impossible to answer. If they said, like, what country, at least we could give some context.
No, we can work it out.
The question is this. Just wanted to input on my dilemma. Wanted your input on my dilemma. So I work as an independent, at an independent video rental store similar to Blockbuster, and we at most make around $50 per week. And I was just wondering, is there any way Jar could let me know how we are still open? For context, I get paid $25 an hour and work more than 2 hours every week. There are also multiple employees. What the fuck?
That's money laundering.
No, but how? There needs to be, like, money going through.
Yeah, it can be through the books from drugs. That's how they money launder.
Money comes in. The drug money comes in. They clean it through the rental store.
Yeah, and then they get it out.
Yeah, but nothing's... How's it being cleaned?
They fake it. They fake the income.
They fake transactions, right?
Yeah, through the legal business.
Oh, this person really wanted the Bionicle 2 for a few hours.
Well, no, because they'll say, like,
but
rental
also,
services. Yeah?
Why are you being paid $25? Why are you being paid $25?
Pounds.
For 2 hours. They specify work more than 2 hours every week.
Yeah, because 25 times 2 is 50, and they bring in $50 a week.
But no, the whole shop makes $50 a week.
Yeah, that's money laundering. That's literally money. You're involved in a criminal enterprise. Leave.
What? Yeah.
Because if the police ram raid that place, you're probably going to get arrested.
Well, no, not if you don't know.
So they're still in dollars. So
it could be Australia.
Australian dollars.
Could be Australia, that's even less. 50 Australian dollars, that's nothing.
That's like £10.50.
I mean, that would make sense wage-wise for working in a video rental shop.
Yeah, so many weird things about this question.
I just think that's a criminal enterprise.
First off, like, you're not doxing yourself by saying the country you live in.
Yeah.
So we can literally find out because we know all the country people do who view our cars. So we can literally work it out.
Yeah, and we can dox you in half a second.
And you can literally use the countries that use dollar.
They might have done that as a switcheroo.
They could have, but I think they're too dumb for that.
So if mentioning that is not enough already, then the job they're working at is an independent video rental store, something that I haven't seen one of those in
forever.
Like 20 years.
If it's independent too, definitely money laundering. There's no way around it. And don't Hong Kong use a dollar? Makes
lots
sense.
Lots of places use the dollar.
Yeah,
and then the numbers coming out, and it's just like, what do you mean?
Video rental would make sense.
$50 per week, $25 an hour, but they only work for 2 hours a week.
They said they work more than two.
But why would they specify that? It's such a, like,
they specified that because if they didn't, then it would suggest that they could break even. If he worked 1 hour a week, then they're making £25 profit.
So, like, what is going wrong here?
You're not considering all the stock they use and the things they have to buy to run the store.
Yeah, rent. Energy.
No, that is... There's no way around.
Yeah, how much is the rent? Is the rent $25?
Or is it $25.50?
But, yeah.
No, this is crime.
There's no way to make it make sense, really.
Yeah, besides crime.
Because if it was, like, $50 a week... But it's like somewhere where you get paid like a dollar a week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No. It's crime.
It's crime.
You say money laundering, I say more likely human trafficking.
It's crime.
That is a crime.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't say it's not a crime.
It wouldn't be human trafficking.
Why not?
It'd probably be arms dealing.
Human arms trafficking.
All of the...
Trafficking human arms.
All of the above.
Mm.
Yeah.
Human arms holding guns.
Yeah.
So which arm do you get?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a little surprise.
You know, it's a loot box. You go in for an arm, you might get one.
Yeah, I got another arm. Bussy Christ.
BFC. Do you think Jesus Christ got hella clunge?
He got hella bussy.
People were lining up just to eat his ass.
Yeah.
I'd eat his ass.
He was the bussy. He was the crussy.
He was the original bussy.
Yeah, I can imagine that. He goes to like the edge of the water and like crawls just a little bit, and then people will like make a line and eat his ass while he's like.
So that's what his disciples were.
Like to prove that he is, you know,
BFC.
Yeah, to prove he's bussy the true
fucking
BFC.
Christ.
You know, he's showing that he can walk on water, and he's like, look, I'm just gonna crawl, so it's a bit more comfortable.
Well, that's not walking, is it?
Well, yeah, he would take a few steps and be like, eh? Then bend over, stick his ass in the air, and then the line will form. What a miracle, Jesus!
Do your best Jesus Christ impression.
I don't know a single quote from Jesus Christ.
The last shall
I've got a good impression.
And the first shall be last.
Of Jesus Christ.
I'm gone.
Hey, where's the nearest place I can flip this Ethereum?
Well, no, so surely, for equality's sake, you need to do a...
Fucking God. Thanks.
Yeah.